This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Surprising strength turned up in today's employment report for April. 288,000 people were added to payrolls when that number had been running at less than 200,000 in recent months. The unemployment rate fell to 6.3%, and much will be made that this is the biggest drop there since before the financial crisis 5 years ago. But April also needs to be seen in the context of January to March. And for that, we turn to Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So first of all, the payroll figure is very strong.
Yeah, it's huge. We not only added a lot of jobs this month, but then looking back, upward revisions to the last 2 months as well. So all of a sudden, we're looking at 3 months in a row of more than 200,000 jobs.
And you look at the parallel survey of households, the unemployment rate falls sharply. But what's strange is, Chris, it's a smaller percentage of a smaller pie.
And you don't normally see the payroll survey showing a really enormous gain in jobs, but that's what we got. So here we are, 6.3% unemployment rate, but not the way we like to get to it.
And then how do you reconcile that very weak gross domestic product figure we started the week with, 0.1 annualized growth in the first quarter, then this for April?
So here we've got job growth that, boy, if we keep this up, we could see 4% GDP in the second quarter. Put that together with practically zero, and you end up with an average growth rate of 2, which, you know, is sort of the not so great that we've come to know and love in the last 5 years.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.